I'm Truman.
And I'm Claire.
And we like people.
Today we like Gavin Leistrow and Nathan Stanish, your two presidential candidates for the 2024 senior class officer election. Gavin is, of course, made famous by his work in the Schismatics. He's a musical boy. And Nathan is from Quora.
Wow.
Is that really what you're going with?
Yes.
I feel like there's a little disparity here.
Yeah.
Nathan, I'm also on the student ministries board. Okay. I run a goal program. I train all the student ambassadors on campus. I'm on staff at the Collegian. And you went with Quora?
Okay. That's what
Fine.
Nathan does.
All right. And Nathan is on the Collegian.
Nathan complains.
Okay. Well, guys, so you know, we not only like people, we like civics here at Truman Clear Lake People. And so I wanted to ask, I know this is going to be a very contentious election. So
It already has been.
We'll do, it's over. Yeah.
We'll do Gavin
first, followed by Nathan. If you are elected, who will you persecute most during your reign as Supreme Overlord and why?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Probably limited to campus, but I mean, you can take it elsewhere.
Well, what powers do I even have? I'm not even sure
everything.
What that is.
Like, did you execution?
I didn't read.
Well, why are you even running,
about
Gavin?
The role before you ran?
I am the Cincinnatus of this election.
I don't
so.
Think Cincinnatus was running as like, what am I running for? You're thinking Joe Biden.
I think I would probably have to say Saga clappers, people who clap in Saga.
Okay,
get them
good
out.
Good answer.
Okay, well,
plus 50 points.
Yes, sometimes I do that. I will admit. Good thing I'm graduating.
Yeah.
You won't be.
All right,
able to be
Nathan, what about you?
I think this is an easy one. I am going to make sure that anybody who ever tries to touch a piano in Saga and otherwise make use of music in settings where nobody wants to hear what they have to play, I think they will either be expelled from the school or find more serious punishment, and the piano will be burned.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if I win and Nathan doesn't, I'm going to appoint him for the cabinet position of Saga management.
Of burning pianos.
Okay, so interesting, because I thought there was a lot of beef between you two, and I wanted to ask. We'll do Nathan first, followed by Gavin. Nathan, when did you first realize that Gavin Leistrow should not be allowed to take power?
Mm-hmm. I think it was during this interview when I found out that Gavin has no idea what the president does in any way.
Gavin, what about you?
Gavin, same
when did
question.
I realize that
Nathan Stanish
I hate
should
Nathan
not,
Stanish,
yes. yeah. that he should not have
wow.
power?
That's a loaded Real. Question. Man, it could be the neon. I don't know. You know, I think there's a really big problem in U.S. politics where the dress code is kind of slipping in the Senate. You have you have people, you know, showing up in sweatpants.
I'd like to point out that Gavin is currently wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt.
What are you wearing, Nathan?
Nathan's wearing pastel shorts.
I'm just saying. No, that would be sick though if you showed up to the first day as president in like a neon.
I was thinking
suit.
Of enforcing a neon dress code actually.
Oh.
Yeah, one piece of neon pin day.
Yep.
Oh, not one piece.
Pin day for Fold. All of the independent boys.
One piece,
three piece neon suits.
Yeah, that's why I hate him so much.
That's why you hate him.
Because of that one random thing.
Okay. Following that, now you have to say one nice thing about the other person. Gavin, you go first.
Oh. Can we take a break real quick?
Take a minute to think.
I think I really admire, I was really scared to come into this interview because I admire Stanish's wit and he's very quick on his feet. And so I was kind of scared he's going to come at me and I was brainstorming comebacks like, nuh-uh. But yeah, so I would say that's probably the biggest thing.
I thought you were going to follow that up with, I really like that Nathan just has the confidence to wear anything. Like, he'll just throw on anything and walk up.
So, like, not
he's
a compliment.
Like, me personally, I would have looked in the mirror and said, absolutely not. But, you know, it's just great that
like
he has so much
dressed
confidence.
With my eyes open.
Good for him. Yeah.
Nathan, same question.
I actually rejected the possibility of a TV interview just because I know what happened to JFK and Nixon, and I know the dangers of letting a more attractive person be on TV with you. So, Kevin's a very good-looking guy. He's a lead singer of a popular student band. It's very dangerous.
Only we can combine each other into one super candidate.
Yeah, handsome and confidence in dress and wit.
And wit.
Yeah. Well, guys, I believe this is the first runoff Hillsdale student body election in a number of years.
Some
that
amount
is unquantified.
Of years. Yeah.
But this isn't the first runoff election in history. There have been some very contentious ones.
History of what?
The world.
The world,
oh,
America.
Okay. Gotcha.
Georgia in 2021.
Yeah.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there have been some unpleasant results of such runoff elections in the past. So, Gavin, if you lose Nathan Stanish gives a State of the Union address as he plans.
State of the State of the Student Union.
Yeah, State of the Student Union.
State of Group.
What form will your protests take? Will your fans be peacefully and patriotically making their voices heard at the suites? Or will you tell them to stand back and stand by?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think we should just break windows and enter unlawfully. Into
Which
the-
windows?
All of them.
It's windows around Nathan Stanish's room, maybe by accident, Nathan Stanish's room. Yeah. You never know.
Okay. Nathan, what about you? If you lose, how many Quora articles will you be writing about Gavin?
I actually have a very simple process with this. So first of all, I have posters prepared that are going to compare Gavin Leistro to JFK. And then I actually have a celebratory presidential drive through Dallas for him the day after. So I'm so excited to celebrate what he'll be doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
No, exactly. I heard it's going to be a beautiful day. I'll probably have the top down.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's a new grassy knoll in Hillsdale, right?
True. Yeah. I made sure the CIA has a lot of operatives in the area, so they'll be able to protect you.
Epic. This is so thoughtful of you.
I'd also like to say that no matter who wins, I'm going to thank both of you for being the last two. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just glad that we don't have a risk of a woman becoming a president. You know, that was my main reason that I did not vote for Claire last year, actually.
Wow. And you still are friends.
Uh-huh. Yes, we still are friends.
Again. I've been thinking about putting Truman on a little drive myself.
there's still room left in the car.
It's Truman and Gavin.
You know, but you know, nothing against Mary Beth or Natalie LeBlanc. It's just that as women, I do not think that they are competent.
That's crazy.
To be president. So I'm just glad, even if you go off the rails, it can't be any worse than what they would do. All right. Tomorrow, I know that when Michael Bachmann announces who the alleged victor is, neither of you will accept anything but victory. Will you be potentially calling for a stop the count?
I'm going a little counterintuitive with this one, actually. Yeah. I have a start the count prepared. I have a couple boxes of votes that didn't actually make it into the regular election that should pop up just after the announcement.
Like my vote?
Yeah, your vote should be in there. A few other votes that didn't quite make the cut.
That's great. Okay. That's great.
Speaking of not making the cut, you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, Truman and Claire Lake People. Guys, I'd like both of you to tell me a joke, perhaps one that you came up with last night, and then we'll know if you're funny enough to be a commencement speaker.
That's a crazy question because I was on the toilet yesterday, and I thought of a beautiful dad joke.
What
and I'm
going
to tell it to you right now. Okay, it's really, I had to condense it because it's kind of a good lead up.
Got it.
Okay, so new parents, first baby, they come home with the baby. Mm. Just got back home. They're all excited, but they're kind of nervous because the baby hasn't pooped yet.
Oh, tough.
And they're like, you know, that first poop for the baby is really big. You know, huge. It's supposed to be, you know, it's
I
huge.
Remember my own.
But yeah, so they're like kind of anticipating it. And the wife's, you know, freaking out. Classic first time mom, just like, it hasn't pooped yet. She hasn't, he hasn't pooped yet. And the dad's like, it's okay. It's okay. She'll poop. It's a he. Yeah. He'll poop. And finally, eventually, it does poop. And the baby poops. And the mom's just like ecstatic, crying. Like, I'm so happy. And the dad's just kind of dismissive. He's like, anyway, I knew she had it in her.
Oh.
And now you, Nate.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be a dad and
do that.
Never tell that joke.
Yeah. I botched the ending there. I knew he had it in him. Is the punchline there.
Girls can't have it in them. Girls
it just doesn't work.
Poop.
She had it in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want us to edit the last minute and then you can say the actual ending?
I knew he had it in him. There you go.
Nathan. Oh, it didn't make sense before. What's your joke?
That's the funniest joke ever.
All right.
Did you think of this yesterday? Be honest.
No, this is an old one. This is an old classic.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm going to go with the classic joke.
I follow the rules.
No, it's okay. You probably haven't heard this one. Once upon a time, there was a little village where there were several friars, and these friars ran a flower shop, as friars often do. Now, it happened to be a super successful flower shop. Nobody else in town was able to get a competitive flower shop because the friars always managed to outperform them. Now, this was a real problem for the town. It really impacted the economy. For any of you who studied economics, you know the problem of monopoly, in this case, a friar monopoly. So what the townspeople did is, first, they tried to subsidize a business to get them out of business. It didn't work. The friars were still the most successful business in town. It was terrible. So you know what they did? They found this guy named Hugh. Hugh, 6'4", 300-pound guy. And they said, Hugh, we need you to go beat up these friars. Mm. You know what Hugh did? He went and he beat them up. And you know what those friars did? They left town, and they were never able to run that flower shop again. And you know what this tells us? Hugh,
and only Hugh can stop Florist Friars.
Wow. Is there any chance that Mary Beth can be president?
I felt really bad about mine until he said his. Well,
here's the thing,
and
Claire,
now you feel worse.
That she's a woman, ergo she's not
Truman.
Funny. Ergo,
I'm never driving you home
funny.
Again,
Truman. Oh, darn.
Recently, we spoke about Michael Bachmann, friend of the show, not friend of Marianne Powers. I'm wondering how you guys stand on the infinite Miss Michael Bachmann Marianne Powers feud of 2021.
Yeah, and just to clue you in, this is a very real feud that happened.
Mm-hmm. Michael Bachmann punched her in the
yes,
face
over spinach. Recounted in our first episode with Michael Bachmann. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that you both are very opinionated on this, mm-hmm. and I think this is yeah. maybe why
as
you're running against each other.
A Manning Street resident yeah. that lives, you know, somewhat close to Michael and a goal program
yes.
leader. Yeah.
Who knows Marianne? Yeah.
Who knows Marianne? Where do you stand on it? How do you think this speaks to the larger political scene at Hillsdale? Nathan, you go first.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So back in the glory days of politics, it was not uncommon to have duels and fights on the Senate floor.
That's
so I just
true.
Want to point that out, first of all.
Yeah.
I know Michael Bachmann. He's the one who ran the feature on me last semester. I know mm-hmm. Marianne Powers. I work for her. Having pointed out that I work for one of those people... I think they're good people on both sides.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Dodge the question. Gavin, okay. you have a chance to respond.
Lovely people, both of them. Maybe they should just get lunch instead of the differences. I don't know. I don't
lunch,
know anything.
Lunch in Saga?
That's where
it get spinach. So in 2021, I don't know if you remember, I was living in Simpson.
Okay.
And so same. I don't know what was happening on campus besides if it wasn't in Simpson. So,
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Because the only sense. Things that were happening
were in Simpson.
In Simpson.
Very true. Very true.
All right. So I consider myself a bit of a fundy expert. Claire has referred to Gavin as sort of a fundy. I kind of disagree.
That's true.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, do you
fundy.
Consider
soft
yourself
fundy.
Fundies? Why? And what does this say about your voting base, perhaps? Gavin, you go first.
Mm-hmm. So the thing with like fundies is... I admire the idea of a fundy because I think that just means that you're like really dedicated to something and you like care a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And so like, if you think about like, I'm not going to name groups on campus. I don't want to be targeted, but like people who are really into like folk music and they do it really well.
So you just
like,
named
that's...
a group on campus.
Well, not, I wasn't going
like
to say
the folk music club.
I wasn't going to say the band who plays the folk music. But you know, like that's, I think that's really great that they're like dedicated to something and they do it really well. So in that case, sure, I'm a fundy. I don't clap in Saga. So that, in that way, I'm not a fundy.
Am I a fundy?
Yes.
Dang.
Nathan, I think we all have a little fundy in
okay,
this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Nathan?
That's a good question. I think the important thing is to distinguish between like just someone who's passionate about something, because let's be honest, ATO's very passionate about alcohol.
Sure.
Nobody's calling them a fundy. I think part of a fundy is, I mean, one, you're very serious about your academics, but also, let's be honest, a fundy is that person who's asking too many questions in class and is only asking the questions to make themselves look smart.
Okay.
I think you're right to say we all have a fundy streak in them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I definitely have a fundy streak in me. Yeah. I think most of us who grew up like homeschooled especially have that in me. But
sure.
Okay. I definitely would say that I have a pretty big fundy voting base.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a recent poll said that 92.4% of junior swing club members are voting for Nathan Stanish. Well, 85.
Is that a real poll?
Well, 85.37%. Hey.
You know why it's not a real poll? Because juniors don't go to swing. Just freshmen do.
Caitlin Phillip does.
Oh yeah, she's voting for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna call her.
As a 92%.
Man.
Shout out to Caitlin Phillip.
Yep. Whereas 85.3% of Greek life is voting for Gavin Listro.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I live with ATOs.
Oh yeah, that's
I
right.
Think.
That's right. You know, speaking
and I haven't
of,
been blacklisted. I've actually never been to an annex party, which is surprising.
I don't even know where the jungles are. I'm going to be honest.
The jungles.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
The multiple.
Couldn't tell you where they're out.
Oh. Everyone knows that the reason people come to senior class events is for free alcohol. Where do you stand on that? If you're president, are you getting people crunk? Are you getting people wasted?
That you'd have to ask my running mate, Jack Cody, who's in charge of that area, social chair. That was his thing. So
okay.
He's got an interesting philosophy on how to be social. I think for me, I think alcohol is often the easy way out to make an event fun. Because if it's going to be a boring event, if you provide alcohol, suddenly it's not a boring event.
So awesome. True.
I think the one thing we've really been lacking when it comes to senior events, because I get the senior emails, they messed up all the credit things, so I see all what all the events are.
Nice.
We need game show senior events.
Oh boy.
I thought you were gonna say understand. Like hard drugs. I thought you were gonna double down.
I thought we already had those.
You gotta go all the way.
I thought those were already there. But if we had more game show events, like this semester I hosted a Shark Tank, a Jeopardy, and a Family Feud, and I think any of those would be super fun with the senior class.
We did America's Got Talent and it was karaoke. I mean the event was super fun. I guess that's not what I'm saying. It was just
how were the sob stories?
It was mostly just a lot of drunk people that I've seen in like one class singing. Like there was some Jimmy Buffett. I sang the worst song of the night. I sang Birthday Sex by Jeremiah.
Oh,
I got cut off.
Wow. Yeah, I think I sang a couple songs. I think I was one of the Jimmy Buffett people, actually.
Yes. Were you the one in the Hawaiian shirt, or was that Chris?
Yes, that was me. Okay.
That was you.
Well, it might have been both. We both have it. Like, I feel like that sort of event that's good for Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of planning student events, Nathan, you're a picky eater, and how
so true.
Can the people really trust you with handling their food? Why are you a picky eater, Gavin? You're going to put Old Bay seasoning in everything is what I've heard.
How do you know that?
we do our research
into this.
What are you talking? It's like Nardwuar over here.
Did you Google my name again?
We looked up Cora Picky Eater.
Yes. That's dangerous.
All right. So I'd like both of you to answer for these weird food tics you have. Nathan, you go first.
You're absolutely right that I'm a picky eater. What I am is this bizarre contradiction that is a really picky, easily contented eater. So if I just had peanut butter sandwiches for the rest of my life, I'd be happy. I could have those at every meal. However...
So you have autism.
That is an interesting way to look at that.
Hey, you're a good company in this room.
Yeah, you're with the best. Some of the best are here.
I like to consider myself an artist with a British accent, but there are different ways to look at that. I think that food's just not going to be my department. I will pack my peanut butter sandwich, and I will happily munch away.
Hey, well, before we say anything, I have to note, the audience probably has an image in their head of a peanut butter sandwich. Nathan Stanish's peanut butter sandwich does not include jelly.
Oh. Well, that's probably why he didn't call it a peanut butter and jelly.
That is why I didn't.
Yes.
I'll give you guys a picture.
You put honey on it?
You open up a loaf of bread.
Ew.
A slice of bread falls down. You take that bread and you place it on the countertop. You behold the bread. You see the evenly spaced wheat inside of it. You take a knife. You slather some peanut butter upon it.
Make it stop.
You push it all over the bread. Then you take another perfect slice of bread and you place it on top. You have just completed the perfect peanut butter sandwich.
Wow.
Aren't you all so sad that you can't take back your votes?
Well, but Gavin would probably put Old Bay seasoning on that.
All right. Let me vindicate myself here. Who did you hear that from?
Is that anonymous sources.
Yeah, what, you like
sources. Is it Max or Jack Cody?
Anonymous source.
Okay. So in my childhood, I was born in New England, and so like eastern coast of the United States is very near and dear to my heart. And so the flavors of Old Bay, which is supposed to be paired with like crab meats and seafood, is very, you know, close to my heart. So I put it on eggs. I put it on popcorn. I put it on...
It's good on popcorn.
Yeah, see? And I put it on Old Bay flavored sunflower seeds, already flavored. So I flavor blast them like a what's it called? Like a
flavor
goldfish.
Blaster.
You know how they have goldfish that are flavor blasted? I do that with my Old Bay. So
one time I got Old Bay in my eye. How would you respond to that, Gavin? Riddle me that, Mr.
Womp,
President.
Womp. I'm just that was yikes. Another comeback I was thinking of for Nathan when I was brainstorming comebacks. It was gonna be womp womp.
Womp womp. Yep. Okay. Nathan, can you respond to the Burt House ad?
And then also, Gavin, I'd like to know a little more about like how the ad is created.
Yeah.
Oh, know, sure. Yeah.
The process.
But Nathan, first, we want to know like your hard hitting opinion on this piece of propaganda.
The video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not gonna lie. I expected better from Jack Cody because Jack Cody creates the most go-to videos I've ever seen on campus. And so I watched a video. And I was like, I'm probably about to watch Martin Scorsese in 5 minutes. And then I was like, oh, we went for the middle school project vibe. However, it's a fun video. I was hoping there'd be like something about what they wanted to do. If they became officers.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I did. Nathan, you said, we're going to do fun events.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, that's great.
Fun events.
I wonder what they're going
to
be.
Nathan, have you been listening to this podcast? Have you heard, are the listeners going to have any idea of what either of you want to do?
I think so. Okay, I think you always have to balance like how fun your campaigning is versus like, do they have any idea what you're going to do?
I just
but it was a fun video. Yeah. I enjoyed watching it.
I just didn't want to like overstep my bounds and promise something that wasn't part of my office because mm-hmm. I actually don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
So you were gonna say like, hey guys, we're gonna get who's a person people would want to
Kanye West.
Yeah. Kanye West.
Yeah. Kanye West recommended speaker.
Yeah. That just yeah, that would be great. But that video was a lot of fun. We shot it in one night, except for the clip of my nephew saying vote Burt House. Mm. Which
aww, that's cute.
Yeah, so that's my nephew.
He's a family man.
I'm a family man. Yeah, I love my nephews and my niece. So
okay. All right, guys, you probably have to wrap it up. But first, I want to know if either of you can relate with the people and ask, mm-hmm. What is your lowest grade at Hillsdale College? Final grade.
Final grade. Yeah. In general, like class grade, I think the lowest I got was math and deductive reasoning, which was like a C-.
Yeah, for me, it was also a C-. It was in a Spanish class, and I think the worst semester I ever had. I loved the professor. It was a tough semester.
Okay.
Was that 201?
It was the 300. It was a 300 grammar class.
Oh, dang.
They hike up the difficulty at the end there.
Let it be noted that both of the presidential candidates have gotten worse grades than Truman and I have.
Yes. Yes, my lowest grade is a C.
My lowest grade is also a C.
I have failed a single exam before. Also three for me. But you guys have gotten C-. All right.
God,
well,
what idiots.
Yes. Well, this means that they're both very qualified to represent Hillsdale. So I give my endorsement to both of them. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. We'll see what riots, what's going to erupt tomorrow after Michael Blockman announces. Folks, you've been listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Truman.
And I'm Claire.
And we like people.
Good night.
Did they listen to it at night?
It's going to play at 9 a.m. in the morning.